Is this thing on?
Hello.
That is the question
testing,
of the day.
Testing. Is this thing on?
Aloha to you and welcome to the Maleko and Flash podcast. I'm Maleko.
Hey, I'm still Flash.
And today we are broadcasting from the Aloha Lani pool deck here at Aloha Lani Resort. It's the Swell pool deck. Fantastic place to do a show, particularly on a beautiful sunny May afternoon like it is today here in Hawaii Day.
Not raining like the last time we were here.
That's right. Last time we were here, there was a terrible rainstorm. So we were indoors, which was also nice, but this is much, much better. So today on the show, we brought back one of our favorite guests, Chef Will Chen.
Is he, though?
Has returned. In fact, the last time we had Will here, it was so great to have him here. Flash didn't come.
It was so delightful back then.
Yeah, it was. It was actually nice to have Flash here, even though...
Where was I?
Hashtag good times. You were in your car.
Yeah, I was doing it. That's the one and only time I did it via phone, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible?
Actually, it was great for us.
It was probably the best show I've ever watched.
Probably.
Actually, views-wise,
everybody liked that show except you, Flash. So that says something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Chef, we're here because you've set up this fantastic little food corner at the hotel, and we're going to talk about that in just a sec. But before we do that, we want to get started with our cocktails today. One of my favorite things to drink here at the Swell Pool Deck is, of course, the Cabana Boy. It's a fantastic drink, and here to tell us a little bit more about it is Aaron. Aaron is one of the managers here at the hotel at the resort. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
What's up,
Aaron?
What's
up, guys? So we got the Cabana Boy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real popular drink over here. You can get it spicy, too, if you guys want your own private Cabana Boy. It's got Casamigos in it, a little Aperol. We've got some coconut water, grapefruit juice, and some fresh lime juice. It's really refreshing. Like I said, the spicy one's good, too. We use Tanteo Habanero tequila in that.
Tanteo.
Yeah, Tanteo. So give you a little kick.
Yeah.
But both are great. Like I said, they're great daytime drinks, so yeah, definitely absolutely. Check them out.
I do agree with that. It's a great daytime drink. I don't know that I have one yet, Flash. I think you're drinking mine.
Flash is drinking right out totally of the carafe.
Sorry, what?
He is.
I'm sorry.
Wow, you are so ghetto.
Look at you. You can't take you anywhere.
Anyway. By the way, you are looking now at our audience of one cam.
Albert!
Which is a new thing for us. Albert is joining us here. He gets to drink the drinks and enjoy the show, and at least enjoy the view, if nothing else. How are the drinks so far?
Excellent,
he says. Excellent, okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Aaron, you're going to be helping us out with some cocktails today.
Yeah, we're going to showcase. We just started our Earth to Cup program, which is in kind of lieu of our happy hour. It's kind of focusing on sustainability and local ingredients. For the drinks, every dollar sold, or every dollar from the drinks sold, goes to local farmers in support of that.
Love that.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So we'll be featuring a couple of drinks from that menu. Also, if you do come check it out, it's 4 to 6, Monday through Thursday. The chef, Chef Frederick, also does a few different dishes. With that, it represents like land, fire, air, water.
So they paired it together well.
Yeah. Really good. Worth checking out. Like I said, that's Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6. Awesome. Definitely worth checking out.
Now, I've heard you guys are crazy busy lately. If I want to book a cabana, I want to book a table. How do we do that?
Yeah. So cabanas definitely need reservations in advance. Mm-hmm. If you call the hotel 808-441-4891, you can make reservations at that number. Also, we do require reservations on Friday and Saturday night. We're really popping off on those nights, so definitely call in advance. We usually sell out a week out. So just
hashtag humble brag.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Waikiki is back.
Also, we do have live music every night. On the weekends, we usually have DJs Friday, Saturday night.
DJ Jem. Shout out DJ Jem.
She's great. We also have DJs on Saturday and Sunday during the day. And then during the week, we have live music. So we have acoustic musicians. Sometimes guys that sing in loop with, like, electric guitar. So
very nice.
Definitely worth checking out.
So come and check it out here at Aloha Lani Resort. Back in business here. Waikiki is back. There's a crowd these days, man.
Definitely.
It is definitely not the Waikiki it was last April. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but congratulations for you. Congratulations to you.
That's a topic for another show and another place.
Wait, was I on this last year this time?
Yes, you were.
Was it a year ago?
Was it?
Yeah, it was about a year ago. We were at the
Royal Hawaiian. You guys look great.
Thank you.
COVID did you well.
Well, I lost the COVID-19. And so I'm feeling much better about myself. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I did. Actually, I lost 30. I put on 20. So,
wow. Crazy. Or you just lost 10. Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Either way. Math is either fun.
But I put on 20. You know, it was fun. Actually, that was the best part of COVID, was sitting at home getting everything delivered. And having nothing to do, having no reason to come up with excuses for not wanting to go to your party.
Speaking of which, Hawaii Freshbox.
Wasn't that the best?
The best.
Yeah. The perfect excuse for COVID, Hawaii Freshbox.
Or not COVID, if you don't want to out, yeah. Get the food delivered to you, yeah. Cook a fresh meal.
Will not only running the food trucks here at Alohi Lani, but also, of course, the executive Flash's chef life. Of yeah. Hawaii Freshbox.
Thank you.
That Flash, was, make yourself
when,
useful.
Why that's don't when, you? You, when you tee it up and you tell us about Freshbox, Will.
Freshbox, Hawaii's premier meal kit service.
Oh, wait, stop. Everybody stop for a second. We need a word of the day.
Thank you, Lauren.
There's Lauren again.
Lauren
saving
keeping
the freaking
us
day.
Lauren is the track. Backbone of this show, and she's not even on it.
That's it. It's the Lauren and Maleko show.
Yes. Thank you.
Featuring Flash.
Sometimes Flash.
Barely. Barely.
Sometimes Flash.
All right, so Will,
word
you're
of
the guest
day.
Of the day.
I think it should be spicy because we're talking about spicy Cabana Boys.
Oh, I like that.
Spicy Cabana Boys.
Spicy
Cabana Boys. All right, so the word of the day today, folks, is spicy. Whenever you hear the word, make some noise. Chee.
And have a swig.
Have a little drink of
Aaron,
your beverage.
Aaron, make some noise. Have a cocktail, Aaron. You're not on duty. It's fine.
Yeah. Aaron, what kind of noise
Kelly,
would a Cabana
Kelly said
boy
it was
make?
Cool. Kelly said it was totally cool.
I don't know. I think they might be secretive and silent.
A Cabana boy?
Yeah.
If he knows what's good for him.
Yeah.
This is akin to a Paloma.
Yeah.
It's got the Paloma vibe.
Is that
it.
How some people pronounce that word?
Wow. Did he just say akin?
Akin? Like clay?
Clay Akin?
Is it akin?
Akin?
I know what you meant.
You're an influencer.
Everyone know what I mean.
You're an influencer, Grandpa. Wow. Use your powers for good. Aiken. Wow. All these poor Zennials are going to be so confused now.
Like, oh, my God. I've been pronouncing it wrong all this time.
Aiken.
All these little girls are going to be running around going
and boys
everywhere. And boys. And I was talking about his followers. That's good. Okay. So back on target here. The word of the day was once
spicy.
Again.
Spicy.
Spicy. Albert, you got a drink when we say spicy. If you want to be our audience of one, you got to participate. It's the only thing you have to do, Albert.
He's bossy today, folks. Watch out.
By the way, we have an extra seat here. Were we waiting for another guest, are we inviting anybody to come and join us?
It's the audience of one plus one. Kim is supposedly on her way.
Okay. There
Fingers
is an
crossed.
Extra lounge here. If Kim doesn't show up, anybody watching, you know, come by, grab the extra chair. There's a Paloma or a Cabana boy just dying there in the sun.
And by the way, if you want to be in our audience of one, and it typically is just an audience of one, today's special, you can email me, flash@iheartmedia.com, and if you meet the criteria, and I'll figure out what those are later, then we'll invite you to be on the show.
He has a casting couch, folks. Don't text Flash.
Again, folks, if you didn't hear him, if you want a free cabana at the Alohi Lani, please email
said.
At flash@iheartmedia.com.
Aaron flash@iheartmedia.com.
Free cabanas at the Alohi Lani, Saturday, Sunday
we'll
night.
Our money.
They'll get their money. They know what's up. So it's interesting. Where we are in the cabana land is right above the postcard that says, wish you were here at Alohi Lani. And that
says greetings, actually.
Greetings.
Calm down.
What does it say?
Now you're a wordsmith?
Well, whatever it says, it's there at the Alohi Lani, and that's where you have your food trucks.
Yeah, actually, what they've done is they've kind of repurposed the back lot and made this interactive digital postcard. So that has a camera on the top of the building that takes a picture of you when you're standing on the mural.
Oh, okay.
And then you can email it to yourself or
like,
to your friends.
Is it like motion detected? How do they know when to take the picture? How
There's
does that
a
work?
Control panel on the ground level. So you go in, you press the buttons, and then it'll count down, and the camera takes a picture of you, and then you have as a memento.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so they've been building that out, and then they wanted to add other experiential things in the area, so then that's how the food got looped in.
Interesting. So there's more reason. Now, how do you get there?
So basically, it's on Ke Alohi Lani Avenue. So if you're at the Alohi Lani, the main entrance on Liukalani, it's the block right behind. So you can either walk through the hotel or you can walk around the building.
And also, it's right off of the Kalakaua.
Kalakaua.
That is very cool. I didn't know that you could do that. There's stairs here. Do these stairs go to that or no?
There are stairs here. Those stairs go to something else.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so don't go down these stairs.
Or you'll Flash wind up somewhere can go else. Down those stairs, but yeah, that's okay. It.
That's where the glory hole is. Is that what it is?
Wow. I don't even know what that means.
Lies.
Flash, get to work.
Spicy lies.
Spicy lies. Oh, spicy. Lies.
Oh, boy.
Albert was on that one. So now the food trucks, you got a couple different food trucks down there going on.
Yeah, so we have one called Piccola Onda.
Uh-huh.
And what
Piccola Onda.
We've partnered with Andrea Onetti from Onda Pasta, straight from Rome, mm-hmm. authentic Roman foods. So we're not talking about American style, East Coast Italian. We're not talking about kind of fusion Pacific Rim Italian. It's authentic flavors, straightforward ingredients. He makes all his own pastas by himself.
Fresh from scratch.
From scratch.
Wonderful.
His own gnocchis. I mean, it's all of his hands.
He makes it in that little truck?
For you, there? Yes. For you, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you want to try some?
Not
I,
a lot.
I
yeah.
brought some for you.
Oh my God.
Way to bury the lead there.
Sorry, kid. I don't know how hungry
you're supposed
you are.
To give us food before we start drinking. So is that pasta spicy?
For
Hello!
For Maleko, you get the amatriciana with a little bit of chili flake.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Thanks, Aaron. He's going back to work.
Or
to get us more drinks.
Laura can have the arrabbiata.
Both of those statements are correct.
This is amazing. Flushy, this is the one we're looking at right now.
Flushy gets a sandwich because that's his favorite food type.
That is true.
And then I have the carbonara.
So I have the...
This is beautiful. Should I show it on
Parmesan?
The camera?
Yeah.
We got the video.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh, look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Do I have a camera going?
Yeah, right in front of
it's
you.
It's right in front of you, Will. You that thing you've been looking at for the last
Oh, my
hour.
Goodness.
It's such a small hole. I don't know what I'm looking at. So, yeah, anyway. So Chef makes all of his own pastas in-house.
Mm-hmm.
He makes all of his sauces. Everyone have a fork? Napkin?
The great thing about a sandwich is you don't need a fork.
You'll probably need it for
is,
that salad you're about
spicy.
To toss. Spicy!
Spicy! Albert, spicy, Albert! Lauren, you still need to drink when we say spicy, too.
Calm down.
Don't try to get out of it.
Everyone's working except you, Flash, so just, you know, calm down.
Calm down.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, really fresh, really, really great flavors, and really, really want to emphasize the fact that it's, like, Italian food.
It really is, though. This is really good.
Like, I know it's really good.
So what is...
I'm so proud of it. It came out of a truck.
It came out of a truck.
It came out of a repurposed handy van.
I'm just saying, this would be really good if it came out of the kitchen... At a fancy restaurant. This would be fantastic there.
100%.
It is fantastic here, and it came out of a truck.
I'm so proud of the stuff that they're doing in there.
So explain to a layman what would be the difference, the general differences between authentic Italian versus what Americans think is Italian.
I mean, the simplest thing I can say is that it's just really straightforward. 5-6 ingredients. It's not overly done. It's not... You know, shrimp and chicken and broccoli and Alfredo sauce. You know, it's, you know, just straightforward, cooked perfectly, and everything. You can taste it. You can smell it. Like, it's all represented well.
Don't you think it starts, even though before all that, with the fact that the noodles are made fresh?
Absolutely.
From scratch.
Absolutely.
All this stuff. Where is he getting his ingredients from?
He imports a lot of Italian ingredients.
Sounds expensive. Wow.
And then he uses as much local produce as possible, local eggs, that sort of thing. But he does import some Italian goods, too.
Wait, who are we waiting for? Kim?
Kim.
Is supposed to come here? Because Angela Ludwig is actually, she wants to come.
Well, yeah. First come, first serve.
There you go.
Angela, why don't you come? Just come on.
Come, first, Angela.
The first butt in that chair gets the cocktails and the extra plate of pasta that we had here.
How do you feel about David Chang?
I like him.
No, fact, Angela.
Oh.
Flash was going to give his opinion there.
No one cares, Flash.
David Chang is Will's nemesis.
That's not true.
The way Ryan Seacrest is your nemesis.
He's not my nemesis. I just have strong feelings about it.
You hate his guts.
I don't hate his guts.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And coincidence or not, we don't know. Albert, kind of in a slightly racist sort of way, looks like David Chang.
Like a well-fed Asian?
Wow. Albert,
has anyone ever confused you in real life for David Chang? Yesterday.
Yesterday it happened?
Truly.
Really? Is this real?
Oh, weren't you with him?
No.
Oh, I thought you knew.
No.
That's hilarious.
For the first time ever, I let Albert, I set him free, and he went to Giovanni Pastrami on his own.
Oh, nice.
I mean, teach a man a fish.
Truer words were never spoken, my friend. Sure words were never spoken. Albert, how's that cocktail? Delicious.
I mean, COVID aside, you guys want to try the carbonara?
I do.
Absolutely.
It's egg.
I've been vaxxed.
Egg, cheese, and...
Vaxxed and waxed, ladies.
Loco guanciale. He's looking at you, Albert. No cream.
Yeah, totally vaxxed.
Absolutely delicious.
Okay, so like a no cream, that's more authentic Italian.
Absolutely.
And opposite
the bacon, right? That's the carbonara part.
So that's local pork guanciale from our friend Chef Bob, Pono Provisions.
Pono!
By Butcher and the Bird. It's like...
Chef Bob, man.
It's like a Voltron of
There's our
of
Apartment
foods.
3 reference for
yeah.
the show.
I love it.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Chef Bob used to be the chef at Apartment 3.
Exact chef, Apartment 3.
Fucking... Whoops, excuse me, that was a big word. making bomb pork products.
That is delicious.
It's so good. And there was no cream. Cheese, egg.
But it's creamy.
Yeah, egg and cheese.
That's so good. You're lying, but I love it. That's delicious.
Chef is doing great stuff.
If this was an American version of this, there would be a lot of like half and half cream, creamsies, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very impressed. That's delicious. I would come into Waikiki at full capacity. Brave the tourists. Park somewhere really expensive and cross several busy intersections on foot, risking death to get this pasta.
Well, I will tell you this. You can park at the Alohi Lani and they will validate it for you.
Oh, come on.
Free two hours of validation.
Did you just come on our show to just lie all day? Are you just going to lie about all these wonderful things?
I love Flash.
Liar!
So, yes. So, the answer to your question, yes.
More lies.
Now, can you get the pasta? Do you eat it down there? Can you bring it up to the pool?
Yeah. We are fully incorporated into the property, so you can bring it to your room. You can bring it to the pool deck. You can eat it in the lobby.
But do you DoorDash to the room?
We don't DoorDash to the room.
This is why you only lost 10 pounds.
I've done this before, by the way. I've DoorDashed. I used to live in Chinatown, not far from Lucky Belly. And I had delivery. I was a block away from Lucky Belly.
You're the clientele that DoorDash was invented for.
Right? It's just me.
I drive all the way to Wahi Wahi.
Obese Americans.
Wow. Moving on. But there is some seating
Albert,
outside.
It's okay to laugh at Maleko. It's fine. No. He doesn't care.
No.
There is some seating downstairs by the trucks as well.
Gnocchi.
Or you can take it to the beach. I mean, you're a block away from the beach.
That's probably
You're more like literally right across the street.
Yeah. Wow, this is fantastic.
That would be the best beach meal ever. Better than an ABC grab and go.
Can I ask you a question? Does that truck operate? Does it move?
It can.
Does it?
Are you planning a heist?
Do you drive it around?
Are you planning a pasta heist?
We had to drive it around last week.
We're going to come at noon.
Yeah.
And we're gonna knock out the chef.
Yes.
And we're going to drive that truck to Nanakuli.
Just do a circuit of Oahu. No, it's a fully functioning truck. I mean, the wheels, the AC, the whole nine. It works.
But
people
are driving it around. This is where it lives.
This is it. Alohi Lani said, we want you. You're staying here. You can't go anywhere. So 7 days a week, 11 to 8. I mean, lunch, dinner.
Wow.
You can order online.
Now, you're not, because you're an executive chef yourself, you're doing all the meals for FreshBox. You're not actually in the truck cooking the pasta. The executive chef.
I am absolutely not in the way of anybody cooking the pasta so you can get an authentic experience. Andre Onetti, the chef, is there with his team making
Are you suggesting menu items or flavors or dishes to him? Or are you just going, you know what you're doing? I'm going to be hands off.
90-10. It's more of a, hey, how do you think about this? Or what's your opinion on stuff like that? But for the most part, chef is running the ship.
All right. Let me ask you this then. The ice cream that is attached to this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Whose idea was that? Was that a Will Chen thing?
The ice cream? Like, who invented ice cream? Yes, I invented ice cream.
Have you met my billionaire friend, Will?
The inventor
of the ice cream.
And then... Back then, though,
he called it cream ice.
And yeah, creamed ice.
And no one... It didn't sell.
The name came up through just like... This was like the second or third iteration of the name. Mm-hmm. The name was like a mutual kind of like... think tank thing. But Brandon Lee, who is the chef.
Shout out to Brandon. Yeah. He's the best.
He's the guy headlining that. So his passion has been ice cream.
Okay.
So last year during COVID.
Hold on. Everyone's passion is ice cream.
It's true.
Let's
his
be
passion
real.
Is I could open up an ice cream shop. I love it too. I love it.
I now know how to do it. So
do you?
When you want to do it, let me know and I'll just slap one
Can
together
we do
for
it?
You.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call it Malex.
Malex cream ice.
Cream ice.
Cream dye.
No, there's so many
selling
jokes.
It's something
there. None of them are appropriate.
Something there. We'll come up with it. It's a work in progress.
But Brandon during COVID started making his own ice creams and selling ice cream kits.
Okay.
And then when this opportunity came by, I
how
reached
How do you
out.
Sell an ice cream kit? Is there a lot of dry ice involved? And I mean, how do you keep it
Sounds
from melting?
Sounds complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, or you just come get it and put it in your mouth.
I mean, hey now.
Hey.
Boy,
spicy.
If I had a nickel. Spicy.
Spicy.
Spicy, Albert. Albert, is this the best gig you've ever had? Yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
but
did you
Chef
want your
Brandon,
back, by the way,
wait, hold on, I'll have another bite of that.
Brandon is the one really steering that ship at Double Fat.
Okay, and, give me. Yeah. I want some examples of some
we
different
ice creams.
Ice cream
we
flavors.
Have ice creams. We have ice
no,
creams.
No, I want like throw out some different flavors that Double Fat is doing.
So Double, I mean things people are talking about.
Do you have chocolate?
We do have chocolate.
You have vanilla?
We don't.
Wait, this is not See, regular.
But,
this
I know
is,
that.
This
That's
is
why I'm asking.
But level. We do have a sweet cream ice cream, okay. Kind of like a neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
We have a thing called honey futakake ice cream, which is, you know, like a honey Chex mix, toasty, savory, sweet.
Uh-huh.
Chef's doing this yuzu creamsicle that's really, really bomb.
Hold on. Is there actual futakake in that ice cream?
Yes.
Interessante.
Yes. And it's like
I don't know how I
it's
feel
a
about
showstopper.
That.
It's a show. It's an acquired taste for some people, but every single person who has spent enough time in Hawaii or pretends to be of the islands.
Sure.
Albert
fried food
loves
back
it.
In.
Loves it.
I'm sure.
Loves it.
Albert. I feel like that's one of those things you read it on the menu and you're like, I don't know. But then it's one of those things, if someone put it in front of you and didn't say what it was.
100%.
It'd probably be smash.
Yeah.
Okay. Way to sell it, Will. Good job.
I was just throwing off at your, yeah. Yeah. You know.
Permission to treat the witness as hostile.
Yeah.
That was very good.
But on top of the flavors, he also does interesting sundae. So the sundae that everyone is getting is called Crack Seed Sundae, and that's okay. Homemade
oh
sweet cream
God.
Ice cream,
please.
Strawberry ice cream, and then Lihing.
Oh, my God.
Lihing powder.
Yes.
Kakimochi, yes. Whipped cream.
Yes.
And he does sorbets. He does, like, pineapple sorbet, guava sorbet, lilikoi sorbet.
And where is he getting this? Is this all locally sourced, the flavors?
Flavors are locally sourced or locally inspired, and all the ice creams and sorbets are spun by ourselves. Which I think is such an interesting thing because I just naturally assumed that that was the case. But since opening this, everyone's like, oh, where do you buy your ice cream? I'm like, oh, that's a funny question.
Dave's.
Dave.
We get it from Dave's.
Carvel. Do you have that?
You heard of Metal Gold before?
Yeah. Metal Gold ice cream.
Now, when you say...
Which I guess is a normal question, but I just never thought
of
it.
Is it? I would think I would... I mean, if you're... Yeah, I would think
yeah,
it would be...
No.
But so when you say spun, is that the technique? The ice cream is literally spun?
So to make ice cream or sorbets, you have basically a cooked cream, eggs and cream, and then you are slowly freezing it to make ice cream. So you have to keep moving it, otherwise it's going to turn into rock hard ice.
All of butter, constantly churning.
Okay. So you're making small crystals.
Okay.
That's what I discovered when I invented
Not
this
like Breaking
product.
Bad crystals.
When I invented the ice cream, this is what I discovered you have to do. Slowly spin it.
Right.
Have I mentioned that I've invented ice cream?
Small ice crystal dessert. Yeah.
What he didn't know is if he kept spinning, he would have invented the vaccine for COVID. It's just you just have to go an extra hour.
Yeah. It's like smallpox, right? Or chickenpox.
And then if he went for 2 hours, he would have invented 5G.
Hey.
That's right. That's right.
We could have used that 20 minutes ago.
Inside joke, folks.
Little before the podcast tech humor. So what's your favorite ice cream flavor of the Double Fat?
This sounds so basic, but I can't.
Well, you're a basic bitch.
I mean.
You just walked right in.
All day. Caesar all salad, day. Chicken parm, and then Double Fat ice cream, chocolate ice cream is by far my favorite. It sounds.
So you don't have vanilla, but the regular chocolate is your fave.
When we get Aaron, who's. We'll stop working to bring them out for you. You guys will taste the ice cream.
Okay.
Has there been the flavor, and we asked this for Purvey for the donuts.
Yeah.
Because obviously the most fun thing about having your own ice cream situation is, well, let's invent flavors and all the stuff. What was the
is
flavor?
Is that what you would do?
Yeah. What was the flavor that you were like in your head conceptually, or Brandon was in his head conceptually, was like, this is going to be amazing. And then you tried it and you're just like, oh God, no.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Nothing yet. And that's not being right. a braggart. We do this weekly pint series where Chef spins new flavors just in small batches that we pre-sell. We've been doing this about 3 months now, and every single one is a banger. We did the strawberry like pie flavor. He did like pie crumble.
But those are, you know, ahead of time, those are going to, like, you might not know honey futakaki is going to hit. You know what I mean? There's some ones that might seem even conceptually a little more iffy.
Not yet. But we'll tell you when it does.
I mean, ice cream is a win. If you bring me any flavor ice
cream, we know.
I'm going to enjoy.
Oh, we know.
I'm going to enjoy. I think everybody knows, though. And the thing that, let me just, since you're on the subject of calling me fat, let me just say, talking about double fat.
Double fat.
Okay.
Double fat. That should have been the word of the day. Fat.
The reason.
You say that so emphatically.
Anyway. Somebody once brought me ice cream into the studios. Somebody sampling some ice cream
at the TV station. I think they brought it every day for the last 20 years.
Shut your face. Let me finish the story. Okay. So they brought some ice cream to the studio, and one of the guests we had said, oh, did you bring any, do you make light flavors, was the question. You know, do you do light ice cream? And
what does that even mean?
And
less calories.
You know, less calories.
You're a child of the 70s.
Man, you know, the thing is, the guy, he turned offended.
He should have been.
Offended. And it might have actually been Dave's ice cream guy.
Which is an excellent product, by the way.
Fantastic.
The guy who actually invented ice cream.
Yeah, so he turned.
Thank
he
you,
turned,
Dave.
And he said, look, I could make diet ice cream, but it would taste terrible.
Yeah.
And if you want ice cream, why have diet ice cream?
Right.
Have ice cream.
By the way, that's called yogurt, I think.
You know, or they sell it in the 90 calorie BS, whatever, you know, for the whole
thing. For those of you watching this, look at Malika's face and just like
the tears.
He's so angry.
So disgusted.
He's so angry talking about diet ice cream.
Don't bring me light ice cream. Don't bring me diet ice cream, because if I'm going to have ice cream, I'm going to have ice cream. And I think that's something that everybody should strive for, because if you're going to have diet ice cream, then you're on a diet and you shouldn't be eating ice cream. But if you're on a diet and you want to eat ice cream, then eat the frickin' ice cream. Go for the double fat. That's all I'm saying.
Go for the double fat.
Those retards that drink non-alcoholic beer.
I definitely don't know if you can say that word.
I don't think I can.
You can't say that word, Flash. So
I know. Non-alcoholic is such a bad word.
We're going to go back and edit that at some point. Angela wants everything bagel ice cream.
Everything bagel. Yeah, that's an idea.
But see, conceptually, that's the kind of thing that conceptually, I mean, that's either going to be a huge hit or a huge miss.
Is that how that works?
I don't think that'll be a miss.
Well,
I suspect
what goes
on the
everything.
Is somebody stealing your Piccolo Onda truck right now?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Or it's trash.
Oh, okay. Either way, something's backing up.
Flash's future ex-wife.
There's so many jokes. So many jokes. That was very spicy.
So spicy. Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, Aaron is kind of busy doing other things.
Well, do you want your ice cream or not?
I hear you.
We do. We also want
more cocktails. No, I want more cocktails. Who cares about the ice cream?
Spicy. Well,
some of us do.
Spicy.
Some of us do. How you doing? Audience of one, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, Albert. Good job, Albert. Coming in a clutch.
Albert. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Wow. What does that mean?
I love it.
So what's the next ice cream flavor you want to do that you haven't done yet that you're most excited to pull off?
Oh, that's a good question. I've actually forced Chef to make all my flavors already, so I'm good. He actually has a bunch of things up his sleeve. He's coming out. He just did a chocolate coconut macaroon flavor, which is delicious. He made his own coconut macaroon cookies, smashed them, folded them into the ice cream, and he's doing a dirty chocolate, which is with some espresso beans. All fun stuff.
That's fantastic.
It's super fun.
I want to jump off the food thing for just a second here. Let's talk about what happened over the past year, okay? You and I met on a podcast when Flash wasn't around.
Wait, you hadn't met before that?
No, we met.
The last time we met.
Okay. Last time we met.
I think is the words.
Okay.
Are you okay? Are you having a stroke?
He needs more beverage.
I do smell toast.
Oh, my God.
Somebody get Flash and Baba so the adults can talk.
The last time we met was a year ago, right when COVID was kind of getting started here. Things were getting a little crazy.
That's crazy. That was a year ago.
It was before everything shut down because there were still things happening. Mm. Not much, though. And you said that you were enjoying your time not doing things, not going out.
And I stand by those words.
So how'd the rest of the year go for you?
Fantastic. I can't, I honestly can't emphasize enough how great of the last year it was. I mean, same thing. Wasn't doing much. It's very mundane, working, going to bed, yada, yada. But just being able to be by myself, do what I want to do, mm-hmm. and not have my schedule or day dictated by things and other people.
Social obligations.
Social obligations. God, it's exhausting. It's so
but
liberating.
You're such a social animal.
I think I'm what the kids are calling old.
Okay, so you're changing your tune.
Yeah, I think it's like 7:45, time for nine-nine.
Yeah, okay. And for the first time in his life, he means PM.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, wasn't it...
Flash will get there eventually.
Wasn't it eye-opening, all the money that you save from not going out, the parties, the bars,
still,
the restaurants?
It is still...
Mind-boggling.
I'm in disbelief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disbelief at how much of an adult I was able to be for the last year.
How much longer can you keep it
up? I did it, Mom.
Yeah.
Vaccine says 3 weeks.
Waxed and vaxed, baby.
Let's go. So are you getting vaccinated? Are you planning any trips? Are you planning any vaccinations?
I am vaccinated.
Ooh, I haven't heard that yet.
Oh, you haven't heard that term
yet?
That's my favorite word
now. I am vaccinated. I don't have anything on the docket. There's just a lot going on here now. I just... gave myself more work, more jobs to do.
I mean, when you have restaurants to run.
Businesses, yeah.
Yeah, businesses now. It's like having children. Can't
it's
leave
very
them behind.
I tripled my employees, so that's fun.
Oh, okay.
Are you hiring? Let's plug that.
Who needs a job?
Are you having a hard time finding good people?
We are having a hard time finding
and
good people and keeping them.
Okay. I've heard this, and the retail president says it's because people are getting paid more to stay home. Which to me also sounds
there's
like people
factors.
Aren't getting paid enough to work. Those are two different sides of the same coin.
Kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But we pay living wages. I'll say that. But I think people have just, not only me, but most people have reprioritized their lives this last year. And
gig workers especially.
Yeah, and if it's just not worth their time, they don't want to do it, right? Which I respect, mm-hmm. you know, like maybe they don't want to scoop ice cream and maybe they want to be TikTok influencers. Well, you know, dream big.
Sure. Dream big.
Reach high.
Sell your skincare products.
Yeah. By the way, is it dreaming big to want to be a TikTok influencer? Is that dreaming big?
I think so.
Have you tried a TikTok dance? They are difficult. That is hard work, folks.
Have you?
I tried.
Saying for a friend.
I've tried a few.
I like my hip. I don't want to replace.
I'm no good.
So we are hiring. I mean, Pasta Truck, Piccolo Onda's hiring, Double Fat's hiring, Fresh Box is hiring.
But hiring for what? What are all the, what's the stuff?
You know, like menial stuff, like answer Flash's emails. Like,
let's not say menial. Like, let's use a different word.
You know,
it's
like
still important word.
Respond to Flash's text messages at 7 in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. No, I mean, just like operational stuff, right? So packing boxes, driving. Cashiers,
deliveries,
scoopers.
They got to have their own car.
Fresh Box, you got to have your own car. Or not, if you want to have your car, we have stuff for you to do at the office.
Yeah.
For the food trucks, it's really just customer service, you know?
Yeah, the customer service angle is probably most in demand right now, I would say. Somebody who's really, really wants to be the face of a company.
I have heard, because I don't own any, but the children these days... they apparently don't want to talk to...
he doesn't own any children.
They don't want to talk to the people.
Nobody at this table does. This is where all the smart people are, this cabana, by the way.
But the young adults...
Not the possessive pronoun I would have used there, though.
But the own adult, the young adults are very shy, and they're apprehensive, mm-hmm. so they don't like the customer service
right,
jobs.
You know why they're shy and apprehensive?
They're on their phones.
They're on their phones. They're not used to human interaction.
So they want to dance on TikTok, but they don't want to, like, really... So they don't do these customer service, retail, food service jobs anymore, besides the pay.
Interesting. And they don't want to make $7.50 an hour.
It's weird.
We pay more than $7.50.
You do. That's good. That's good. By the way,
on
Flash
a,
never
is that
did.
Is that minimum wage?
I don't know what it is.
10.10.
Oh, 10.10?
10.10 in Hawaii for non-tipped employees. It's $7.25 for tipped employees.
There you go.
Just on a related note, Alohi Lani hiring pool attendants right now for $16 an hour. You can email me your resume at flash@iheartmedia.com.
That's fantastic.
Okay,
are you hiring
free cabanas at the Alohi Lani at flash@iheartmedia.com.
I did not say that. No one said that.
Spicy.
Albert, stop emailing me.
Lauren is emailing you right now.
Spicy.
If only I had something to drink.
I'm out of beverages. Flash, make yourself useful. Go get Aaron. Will and I need to talk. The adults need to have a moment.
Albert, can you go get Aaron for us?
You can't send the audience job. He's doing his job.
He's fulfilling
the seat.
He's
done his job very well. He's drank two out of the three drinks. I don't know. Angela, whoever's got that second seat, you're about to snooze, you lose.
Angela now wants a job. She says she's great at customer service. So are you not going to go get you're going to send our audience of one?
I was.
You should go.
If you do need a job, email me at will@highfreshbox.com. H-I-Freshbox. Thanks, Angela. Flashy, also remind Aaron to get the three ice creams in the freezer. He knows where.
That's it.
Wash your hands.
For 20 seconds.
So, Maleko, what have you been doing for the year? I cannot believe it's been 12 months.
I love it. It has. It's been a long time.
My mind.
I spent most of the time at home. We didn't go out. We didn't do anything.
There's nothing to do.
We didn't take any trips. We didn't go to restaurants. We didn't go to the grocery store. We had groceries delivered.
Instacart.
We were doing Instacart for a while, and then we realized we were paying like $100 to have someone else go get our groceries. So I paid my brother. I gave my brother half the money. I said, "You go to Costco.
See,
Because I don't want COVID, but if you get
support
it,
local,
it's right? So support local."
Mom and pop Instacart.
This is fun. I like this. I like just sitting here with you.
Yeah.
And not being interrupted by children.
The immature quips.
This is nice. Sometimes adults can just sit in silence.
To say thank you, because every time you guys invite me on, it's always at the nicest locations. Last time I was at Royal Hawaiian, Waikiki Beach. Now at the Alohi Lani. I mean, Flash drags people to dark bars.
Dark, dingy bars that aren't open.
That aren't open. Yeah.
Quite a bit. So this is nice. He actually,
it's always a treat.
We like you. So we gave you the best seats in the house.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you've been busy. You've been working on these two different restaurants, these two different businesses.
Guys, he's back.
He's back. Hi, Flash.
Hi.
Hi, Flash. Look at this beautiful shot before you came back. It was Will, Maleko, and the pool deck with bikinis and relaxing lounges. And then here comes Flash. Ruining the shot again. Oh, well. Anyway, besides the two obvious products that we're talking about here today, what else? You're always making food in your social media stories. And they look like you're working on a secret project. You want to talk about that? It looks like you're working on a secret project. I want to know more.
Thank you for being my one follower.
I want to know more.
It's really just me cooking whatever I want to cook.
Okay.
But I will say this about that this past year, what I've been trying to do really is maximize the usage of food. I'm not saying the words as eloquently as I want to.
Sustainability kind of thing?
But first of all, less waste. So literally using as much, if not everything as possible, as much as I can.
Okay. I mean, that's what I mean by sustainability. Like, use every part
everything.
Of the pig
and the
whole thing. Yeah.
And,
are you talking about, like, reusing leftovers, too? Or are you just
sometimes
talking about
reusing leftovers, but, I mean, I'm even, like, keeping onion skins and, repurposing, like, chicken cartilages and stuff like that.
Interesting.
But,
all right.
But I'm also trying to – I used to just go and buy whatever I need when I need it. You know, I need bacon, go get bacon.
Now I'm
really trying to just use everything that I have in my house – and make less, purchase less, consume less.
I see.
So that's what I'm like when you see me cooking some stuff. It's like what I have, and I'm just grabbing it and putting things together. It's not really for any
big project. All right.
I know.
Are you not ready to tell me yet?
That's what it is.
That's fine. Yeah. I understand that.
I'm actually
excited.
Working on our ice cream truck, the Malix.
The Malix. Malix. Malix ice. Malix creamed ice.
But you know, Lauren can tell us a lot about Malix, can't she?
Wow.
I'm not touching it. We're just going to ignore.
That is what she
remember
said.
Remember when we were doing the show and Flash wasn't here?
So nice.
Wasn't that,
that
great?
Was great?
By the way, Aaron came and left. I didn't have a chance to really talk to him.
No, because he's going to come back, and then he's going to come back with the ice cream, and then he's going to explain the drinks and the ice cream all at the same time. But this, Lauren, is that spicy?
Spicy!
Albert's like, this game is fun.
Albert, what does it taste like?
Spicy. By the way, look at Albert gets a free cabana at Alohilani. He's getting cocktails left and right. He's getting fed. If you want to be the audience of one on the Maleko and Flash podcast,
email free
me,
cabana.
Send them nudes.
Flash@iHeartMedia.com.
If you want to sit next to Albert in a free cabana, email Flash at iHeartMedia.
Again, I never said free cabana.
Use the code word spicy.
Spicy.
This ass. I hate to use that word, but it actually
this
is
really
that
is.
Thing.
This really is.
This is a pineapple Sazerac, by the way. Pineapple Sazerac.
Red Hots.
Is it too much?
There's no such thing as too muchy.
It's too much for me, but you know, I can't really handle the
He's a delicate flower.
I am.
Hold on. Let's ask a real drinker. Lauren, is this good? Too spicy? Not enough? Just right? It's good,
it's
right?
Good.
Yeah, it's good. It's got and the heat is offset by the sweetness, right, and the acidity of the pineapple.
This is so
Look
hot.
At you using words.
I know.
Balance. Eat the orchid, Maleko.
I'm trying to eat
Malik the orchid.
Trying to eat
That'll make it better.
Something that's not
That'll
spicy.
Make it better.
I'm dying over here.
That'll make it better. We got some stuff for you.
Oh, here. Oh, my God.
Look at this.
Oh,
on a tray.
Hold on. Yeah, hold it there. Keep holding it. All right, explain what's on the tray for us.
So I got a couple things here for you guys to try. We'll take the spoons. Thanks, Aaron. You're such a doll.
Aaron, thank you so much. And stick around for a bit. We want to talk about these drinks for just a sec.
So we're going to give Flash this one. This is our Sunday for May, our May special, because it's Asian Pacific American Heritage Month.
Okay.
So it's called our Spicy Chang. It's sweet cream ice cream.
Spicy Chang. It's really called Spicy Chang?
Spicy Chang, named after your favorite food critic, Melissa Chang.
Oh.
She's the best. But sweet cream ice cream, Sichuan chili crisp, cornflakes, and whipped cream.
Excellent.
That's for Flashy. It's spicy. Maleko, since your mouth is on fire, I want to give you this one. Chef wants everyone, even the dairy sensitive people, to enjoy stuff. So that is the Waikiki Sunset.
Oh.
It's lily koi and guava sorbet, toasted mac nuts, fresh fruit, whipped cream. And then these are two of my favorite flavors for Lauren. This is our chocolate and strawberry.
Mm. Let me hold it up to the camera.
Oh, there we go. There you go. But Chef just does such a great job.
This is delicious. This is delicious. And you know what?
It helps.
This counteracts the heat from the drink.
I switched them because I saw you nibbling on that orchid. And I was like, he might need some assistance.
I needed help.
Yeah.
Aaron, what did you bring us to burn my face off?
So that's our pineapple Azerac. So it's kind of a take on a Sazerac. It's a very spirit-forward drink, which is, I'm guessing, why it was a pretty intense first sip. It's got pineapple-infused rum. We've got rye whiskey. We do the pineapple that you see for the garnish. That's infused with, a barrel-aged Peychaud's bitters. And then we do the giant ice cube. So,
beautiful.
Like I said, it's a very spirit-forward drink. But if you like old-fashions or Sazeracs or things of that nature, it's a great drink.
Things of that nature. Is this one of your most popular cocktails?
For the Earth to Cup, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
But we serve this actually on the main menu, too, but it was featured from the Earth to Cup menu. This definitely, like I said, I mean, a lot of our cocktails at the pool are more tropical and pool-friendly, and
that
so this
sense.
Is a nice one for a more seasoned drinker.
Pool-friendly seasoned drinker.
Literally everyone here.
Yes. I love those terms.
But man, that is so good. Albert, you remember this from the other day when we were here with the beat? I had it. Yeah. No, we had it.
Once again, explain
Ketchup,
the
Albert.
Earth to Cup for somebody who may have tuned in late.
Okay, so Earth to Cup is our new, in lieu of a happy hour, we're doing trying to promote sustainability. So with the chef, we also did food and drinks representing earth, air, water, and fire. The cocktails and the food pair very nicely together. That's from 4 to 6, Monday through Thursday. And again, a dollar from each drink sold goes to local farmers. So we're really trying to promote local and, like I said, sustainability. So great cocktails.
Which ties in with Will Chen and the food trucks, exactly. The local, the stuff.
Look at that. Everything ties in together.
It's like it was planned.
That would be weird.
It's weird.
That'd be so weird.
What a coincidence.
Who would plan such things out? Well, I'm going to put the camera on here again so everybody can look. Because Aaron's been talking, and we haven't had a chance to get him on camera. There's Aaron, everybody.
Look at that pretty face.
Look at those sexy eyes.
Look at that. And
keep
Aaron's
your pants off,
got the gorgeous view of this of the ocean behind you there.
Aaron, Will would definitely swipe right on you.
I already did.
Many times.
Yeah. It might be a catfish, Aaron.
Might
be
a catfish. Yeah.
He does seem a little tad young for you, I would say.
It's called an investment.
Just a little bit.
Planting seeds, as you will.
As much as I can.
Yeah.
Oh. Aaron, you said the pool deck has been busy here at Ilohalani, and you said that people can still come and enjoy cocktails, maybe enjoy some food and beverages here at the pool deck without staying in the hotel, right? Locals are welcome to come and enjoy.
Yes. I would say on Friday, Saturday, reservations are required just with COVID rules. We can't have standing guests. But during the week, it's first come, first serve, regardless if you're hotel guests or not. Like you said, it's great atmosphere. Like you said earlier, too, live music all week. Definitely come check it out.
Fantastic. Aaron, thanks again for your hospitality.
Yeah, no
today.
Worries. Thanks again.
For these delicious drinks. I know we're a little overtime for you there, but you do have one more of these drinks?
I can do one more, too. Yeah, I was going to just do our – I think I was going to show you guys our Mai Tai. We're doing it with a little guava. Infused into the mix, so and some crushed ice. Okay. So a little
tropical
twist. Yeah, a little tropical twist on it. So
love it.
I'll bring that over for you guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
You should be the permanent co-host.
Aaron Hines, everybody, you're enjoying the pool deck here at Ilohilani Swell Deck. This is fantastic.
This is great.
This has been good. You know, the ice cream is perfect follow-up to the pasta, the spicy drink.
Hey, spicy. And you know what, folks? We just did test it. I got the ice cream and walked it up to the pool deck, and it didn't melt. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Isn't
the strawberry good? I mean, but the chocolate's good. I know it sounds just
chocolate in the bottom here?
Bottom's the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's just delicious.
Chocolate and strawberry, those are my favorite.
Right?
This bomb. Is fantastic.
It's bomb.
Just have a moment.
Yeah. Flashy, try your spicy ice cream.
Hello.
Hey.
This, what I'm looking at right here, two of my all-time favorite things. Alcohol.
Will Chen.
Sure. Three of my favorite things. Alcohol, ice cream.
A girl named Grace.
And Will Chen.
There it is.
Have you ever thought of, like, a whiskey ice cream, a bourbon ice cream?
Alcohol is difficult.
I know it is, but other people have pulled it off.
Have they, though?
I mean, you can be catty about it, but I've had some whiskey ice cream that's pretty good.
Locally?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I won't say where. I don't want to.
No, I'm sure it's delicious.
Give a shout out to your competition.
Wow, Flash.
Wow. I'm sure it was delicious.
Remember the time that we were doing the show and Flash wasn't here?
So good.
Wasn't that awesome?
So good. Let me just reminisce about that 5 minutes ago. So let's just look off into the sun and just think about the
I'm just
the
saying,
better talk.
It's two of your favorite things.
Do you want
two of all of our favorite things.
Do you want to eat the ice cream or no?
Okay.
Take it away from him, Will.
Yeah.
He does not get
it. Go back to your corner.
Way to
no
deflect.
Go back to your corner.
For you. Well, that's it, man. I'm stoked. I've had a great time talking with you. Anything else you want to bring up? Any business you got going on? Something you want
to
promote?
Can we talk about any of your upcoming secret things or no?
No. I mean, just come to the Ilohilani. Waikiki is back. Food trucks.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. So
11 to 8.
So Piccola Onda is 11 to 8. Double Fat Ice Cream is Monday through Friday, 4 to 9. And then Saturday and Sundays, 1 to 9.
Now, if I have a room at Ilohilani and I'm craving some pasta and or ice cream.
You can phone down or order online for the pasta. And then you can just come on down for the ice cream because it'll probably melt by the time.
Excellent.
But they have, if you're staying in the Ilohilani, there are QR codes in your welcome portfolio.
Wait, you said you will deliver it to the room?
No.
No. I was going to say.
If you email Flash at iHeartMedia.com, he will have Maleko deliver, call DoorDash,
Malex.
And deliver,
deliver, deliver to your free cabana.
Deliver it to your free cabana.
Maleko will give you half of a thing of ice cream because he ate the other half.
Hashtag
order the strawberry chocolate. You'll get strawberry.
Oh, my God. This, I mean,
isn't it good?
I hate to say the word, but I just hit the bottom.
It's spice.
There's like
is full, there spice in the bottom?
There's
of
like
that?
Full on like red chili pepper.
Yeah, it's Sichuan chili oil.
Yeah.
But it's
sweet. Eat your heart
spicy.
Out, Grace Lee. There's sauce on this.
Wow. Wow. But no, folks, thanks for having us. And we're glad you enjoyed the food.
Really appreciate you being on
my
the
God,
show.
This is good.
And for coming back on the show despite having Flash on the show.
Every time Flash isn't here, I'm more than happy to come.
That's is there great. Any what if I'm like I'm being lazy, I live in Makiki and I don't want to drive into town. Is there like
so
the DoorDash, Uber Eats, is there any sort of delivery system in place yet?
The short answer is no. But no.
No. Okay. No. So like I said, I'm willing to park somewhere expensive. Cross busy streets and risk death.
Risk COVID.
Fight traffic to get here. Risk COVID and pay in wet money.
You're in luck. You're in luck.
To get this pasta.
It is credit only. No cash. You can just use your Apple Pay. It's fine. It's pure digital.
You
can park at Lohilani.
Or you can just email Flash. It's fine.
You can park at Lohilani.
At iHeartMedia.
Free validated parking 2 hours. Email Flash.
Is it really? It's free for 2 hours?
Free for 2 hours.
Wow.
You can come.
It's always been free for 2 hours.
Has it?
You can come, have some pasta, go to the beach, come to the swell. Get a room for 2 hours. Flash, you know how to do that.
He works downstairs. And that's the show, folks. Thanks for joining us
today.
Thanks
for coming. God.
We're here at Swell at Alohilani, and we are here with the incredible Piccolo Onda Will Chen. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Will.
And Hawaii Freshbox.
And Double Fat Ice Cream.
Hawaii Freshbox, Double Fat.
AlohaMass.com. Let's just go nuts, folks. What else, what else do you want to promote? BioAstin.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Hashtag.
I told you about Pau Maui Vodka.
Flash, what's happening next week?
So we're not sure. We got thrown a curveball yesterday. But I will say this. In the next couple weeks coming up, we're going to have the Ménage à Trois wine guys on.
Oh, that's fun.
From the iHeartRadio Music Hall. Mark Milton.
Yep.
Teresa's husband. We are going to be at the convention center in June.
Fantastic.
Talking with the Hawaii Events Coalition.
That's right. It's a group of pretty much everybody who produces events in Honolulu. They are fighting to get their business back. And we're going to be talking to Kalani, a great guy, one of the industry leaders who's actually just he's got a great message for the mayor and the governor,
yep.
Who, of course, listened to the show. Yep. So
we're going to have a talking fitness with Joy, the owner of Como Studios in Kailua. And we're not exactly sure where we're going to be next week because, again, that curveball thrown. But
so
we're going to be somewhere good.
We could be somewhere else. We could be at Piccola Onda enjoying spicy pasta, folks.
Spicy.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Spicy.
Have a great day.
Aloha.